to God. Jeff, I'm going to need you. Whoop. Hallelujah. I got to get situated. Let's see here. Okay. It is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
ever
be the same
again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Praise God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened to the hope of your calling. We thank you, Father God, our eyes are open to the Scriptures in a new way. I declare in the name of Jesus, we receive a new revelation of this word this day. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Isaiah chapter 40. We're going to be teaching about the Lord is my strength. Amen. He gave me this message Monday. And that's very unusual for me. Because most of the time it doesn't come that quick and that easy. But I mean, just boom, Monday morning I had it. And I was like, I have to study all week and pray as soon as I get it. But and then Saturday is all study and pray. But I said, wow, it's so early this week, Lord. I really like this. I wish it was like this all the time. I said, I wonder if you've got a special reason that you've got it this way. Lo and behold, did I know? I did not know. This message was for me. I mean, they're all for me. They're all for whoever's teaching. But this one was really for me. I mean, wow. Okay, Isaiah 40, starting verse number 29. I'm going to start in the Voice translation. Now read it in whatever translation in front of you. God strengthens the weary and gives vitality to those worn down by age and care. Young people will get tired. Strapping young men will stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Eternal One will regain their strength. They'll soar on wings as eagles. They'll run, never winded, never weary. They will walk, never tired, never faint. I want to read the same in the easy-to-read version. He helps tired people be strong. He gives power to those without it. Young men get tired and need to rest. Even young boys stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will become strong again. They will be like eagles that grow new feathers. They'll run and not get weak. They'll walk and not get tired. Also, I want to read Psalms 27 and verse number 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now I want you all to say this morning, the Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. Glory to God. Now I want to read you something. I've told this story many times in preaching on this thing, but I want to, on this message, but I want to read it from where I got it. It's about Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. And he said, I learned an important lesson on faith shortly after I was raised up from the bed of affliction many years ago. He was on like his deathbed for many months, about 19 months. I needed work, and since this was during the Depression, work was not easy to find. I was able to get a job in a nursery helping to pull up peach trees with another boy on the other side of the tree. Together we would pull up these two-year-old peach trees to fill orders that had come in. This was really hard work, especially since I had been bedfast for 16 months, and at that time I'd been up only a few months. Every day the number of workers would be less and less. And each day someone would say to me, well, I didn't think you'd make it today. You know, two or three quit yesterday. And he would say, if it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't be here. I would answer, for you see, His strength is my strength. The Bible says the Lord is the strength of my life. My life consists of the physical as well as the spiritual. And the Lord is the strength of my life. If I had gone according to my feelings, I wouldn't have gotten out of bed. I acted upon the Word because I know what faith was. I never received any strength until I started to work. Many people want to receive and then believe they got it. I never received any strength until I started to work. It doesn't work that way. You have to believe first and then you'll receive. So I'd pull myself out of bed each morning and go to work, gaining strength as I went along, trusting in God's Word. Although I was the weakest and the skinniest among that group of men, I was the last one to stay on the job. Glory to God, that's true too. Now, I've told this, 37, 38 years ago, my father passed away. He died. And when he died, I felt like I had lost all of my strength. I mean, death affects you different, and different deaths affect us different. But it seemed to me to be physical strength, but now I realize it was spiritual strength. I know now that I drew a whole lot of strength from my father, and I say he died. Now we should be saying he went to heaven or he passed on, but see, we say died, but my dad is still very much alive, just not in the realm where I can see him right now, but I will see him again. So when he went to heaven, I was feeling a major shortage of strength. I had no idea I drew that much strength from him. God's strength carried me through my dad's death. That was a grace and a strength that empowered me. It's like God Himself was right with me in a tangible way. I've never felt the Spirit of God as strong as I felt it at that time. Now, we draw a certain amount of strength from friends and relatives. Just their very presence strengthens us. Think about when a loved one passes and people come to comfort you and support you. They sometimes don't have even a word to say. They don't know what to say. So many times we don't know what to say. But just their very presence strengthens you. All of us have a supply of God's strength for somebody else. As a church family, don't take it lightly that you have a supply of strength for somebody sitting on a pew right beside you. God will use us, if we allow Him to speak words of encouragement and words of blessing to others to strengthen them. Now, Jody told us just a couple of weeks ago to please be praying for her and Steve because of the stuff that they were going through, the death of his son and different things. And she said that day, she said it's very hard to make herself get out of bed that morning and come to church because of the struggle that was going on. But she said she knew she had to come. She needed the strength of her church family. I like that. The last few weeks, Granny's had a problem. Granny is Sharon's mom. She's had a problem with her foot. So she's been hardly able to get out of bed. We mentioned it and talked about it. But Sharon's been taking care of her, I mean, right and left. And God has supernaturally empowered Pastor Sharon to do that. But for about 2 weeks there, she really couldn't do hardly anything for herself. And then Pastor Sharon got a viral infection or bronchitis, and she's had that for about the last 10 days. Now Granny's better. And Thursday night, Pastor Sharon fell at the house. And most of you know. And I tell you, I was upset. I was a wreck. I mean it. You know, I think I've been studying on strength all week. I read things about strength. I heard sermons on strength. I should have been full of strength. I was a nervous wreck. She fell, and she was hurting so bad. We had just taken the dogs out, all of the dogs, and she was coming back in with the little ones, and I was outside with the big ones, and I heard her fall. I didn't know it was her falling. I just heard a really loud noise. And then I heard her cry out, and she was in tremendous pain. And that was the thing that got me, because she was just in so much pain. And I couldn't think straight. I'm trying to figure out what to do. I said, let me try to help you get up, and I'm going to get you in the car, and we're going to take you to the hospital. She said, you can't get me up. She was hurting too bad. And so she told me to call Benjamin and Patty, which I did. And Benjamin and Patty came over. Benjamin asked me had I already called an ambulance. I said, no. He called the ambulance. They came over. Ambulance came. The people did a great job. They moved her, and but they didn't know, you know, what all was could have been wrong. And Patty works at St. Francis Hospital in the ER, and she told us, she said, make sure that this ambulance takes her to St. Francis, which wouldn't have been where I would have took her. I didn't know, but it wouldn't have been where I would have went, because we have a hospital very close to us, and it's about bones, so I would have went there, but it was a bit of the wrong choice. So the ambulance did. Benjamin and Patty drove me there. Patty guided us through security. We got in the hospital, and you know, in St. Francis in the ER now, you have to take a shot, like a mug shot, and they're going to know everything about you, or you ain't getting back there in the ER to see anybody. I don't care, pastor, whoever you are, it ain't happening. You have to go through their procedure, which I'll tell you what, I respect it. I like it. I thank God for it. A lot of people complain about, well, it take it too long and this and that. They're trying to keep us safe. And that's a good thing. And if it takes a little longer to keep us safe, that's a godly thing. But I'm very proud of that. But Patty knew all these people. She worked with them. Me and her were right there, and she just talked to the girl for a second. She said, he's with me. We're going straight back. Boom. Benjamin had to go through and get his mug shot. He had to get the ID. As Ish said when I was telling him this morning, that was the favor of God. I said, yes, it was, Ish. Yes, it was. So they took us back. And Benjamin and Patty, they were a sea of calm and peace in a very hard situation for me. Gave us a whole lot of strength. Patty had already told us on the way over what was going to happen about the sling, the whole thing. She's telling us the process, and it's really it brought me more peace than anything else. She said, I don't believe, you know, this will happen or that'll happen, and it was just all good. When the doctor came in, his first words were to Pastor Sharon. He said, you broke it. And we found out that she had fractured her humerus bone, which I think Ish sent us a text and said, that wasn't very funny, was it? Was that Ish or Bean? I'm not sure who it was. It was Bonnie. I'm so sorry to hear that it was Bonnie. Because I know what'll happen to Bonnie when Pastor Sharon gets back in her full thing. It'll probably happen at a ladies' meeting, you know. It won't be any big deal, Bonnie. Don't worry about it. I'm sure, you know, publicly it won't get, you know. She wouldn't do that to you publicly. Probably. But they put her arm in a sling. They told her not to move it. And they gave her some meds and sent us home. We had favor all the way. And God supplied Benjamin and Patty to give us a huge dose of strength and calm. I know it helped so much. Our church family has been texting and calling, strengthening us, giving us words, supporting us, and we thank you all. See, we all need each other. There's not one person in this body that doesn't need somebody else. We need each other. We all give strength to each other. Everyone in this place is going through something. Look around you. Everyone is going through something. So many times, we try to do things in our own strength. God's desire is that we do things in His strength. That each day we become more and more dependent on Him for every step we take. The Berean Study Bible says in 1 Samuel 2:9, I've never seen this before, I really like it. He guards the steps of the faithful ones, but the wicked shall be cut off in darkness. Get this. For by his own strength shall no man prevail. Wow, I had never heard it that way before. The CEV says, We cannot win a victory by our own strength. See, we don't have enough strength by ourselves. You say, well, I've got a strong will. That's all great. That's good. A strong will is a good thing if it's put in the right direction. But it's not enough. You still need God's strength. See, some people rely on their strong will or their natural strength, and they don't draw strength from God. They depend on themselves because they don't want to depend on God. What happens when that natural strength runs down? They'll have to ask God for help, for His strength. And you know what? He'll answer, I'll help you. I'll give you strength. Isaiah 41 and 10, in the NIV says, so do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Philippians 4 and 13 in the Amplified says, I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Now let's look at that word infuse for a second. Infuse means to fill, to permeate, to charge, to saturate, to steep, to immerse. What are you facing today? How many people in this body have faced surgery and came through it with God's strength and victory? How many people in this body have faced cancer and have taken chemo or radiation or had surgery for it? But God gave you supernatural strength. People are going through it right now. Charlie Lewis. We got a text from them this morning. They're actually at the doctor this morning. But the report that they had already got previous, it's all good. Everything's good. It's getting better. Charlie and Dorothy Lewis, we love them. But you know, there's been so many. Williford, you just came through surgery after surgery and cancer. But you're still sitting right there on that pew. I'm imagining, it seemed like, how am I going to do it? But God said, I got you. I'm giving you strength. You're going to make it. You're going to make it through it. And you did. Look at all of the people. Okay, I just want you to raise your hand. If you went through cancer, or somebody in your immediate family went through cancer or going through cancer, Joe, right beside him. I mean, just, it's all over the place. All over the place. Some are still going. Some have been. We didn't do it by ourselves. It's not because we're strong in ourselves. It's God's strength. He helped you. He strengthened you. He infused or immersed you in His strength and to you. Even though some of you are still going through it, that's the key. You're going through it. You're coming out on the other side through it. No matter what you're facing today, no matter what season of life you're in, God is infusing you with His strength to make it. God says, I'll infuse you with all the strength you need when you need it. I want to read you some more scriptures. Ephesians 3 and verse number 16, this is the Amplified. May He grant you out of the riches of His glory to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through His Spirit in your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality. I want to read you Philippians 4:13 again in the Amplified Classic Edition. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. The Lord told Daniel in Daniel 10 and 19, don't be afraid, you who are highly esteemed. He said, peace, be strong now, be strong. And when He spoke, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. God strengthened Daniel by His words. Have you ever gotten a right word at the right time? And it just filled you with God's strength? It filled you with optimism and hope where it was darkness and despair. That word of encouragement strengthened you. Just words strengthen. Our words can strengthen and encourage others. Just our presence can strengthen them. Other times, people can look at us and see us going through something, a hard time, but you're still standing. You're still putting one foot in front of the other. So they are strengthened just by your witness of standing through the tough times. God says to you today, I'm adding strength to you this day. That's the word of the Lord to you today. There's so many ways God can give you strength. This is just a few. There's thousands probably. He can give you strength from His Word. He can give you a scripture, a rhema word to you that just places strength in you. He can give you a passage from a book that you read at a certain point in time, and He illuminated that book to you, or He had somebody loan you that book, and you knew that was God speaking to you through that particular chapter in that book, and it strengthened you. Or He can give you a good word from a friend or a relative, or from a song, or from a dream. Maybe you got a lot on your plate. It'll take God's strength. Maybe you're raising your kids and working. It'll take God's strength. Ask Him for His help and His strength. There are days when we all feel like we can't put one foot in front of the other. God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. We all have struggles in this life. Health issues, financial issues, marriage issues, job issues, mind issues. 2 Corinthians 12:9. This is the easy to read version. Only when you are weak can everything be done completely by my power. That's because we have to lean on Him. We have to ask Him for help. We don't feel like we can do it in our own strength because we're give out. And that's what He likes. Contemporary English says, my power is strongest when you're weak. We get at the end of our strength, the end of our rope. God's strength comes in full power when we're weak. But we just need to make a drawing on it. Pray and ask Him for help. Sometimes we talk from a place of being empty or devoid of strength. I can't do this. I'm not strong enough. I can't go through that. I can't make it. That's right, actually. The Bible says in John 15:5, for without me, you can do nothing. But we're not without Him. So we can do it with His strength because we got Him. Isaiah 40:29 in the Amplified Classic says He gives power to the faint and the weary. This is the first two that I read earlier, except in a different version. And to him who has no might, He increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. That's the strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall feebly stumble and feel exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect and look for and hope in Him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles. Mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Why does God say, I'll renew your strength? Because our strength runs low. Sometimes it even almost runs out. In sports, I looked this up because I'd had it happen to me. Y'all can tell I'm a very big sports enthusiast. You can tell I'm, you know, very actively involved in sports even today. In sports, there's something called a second wind. Really, it's not just in sports, but it's in a lot of things. They recognize it in sports, though. It's a known thing in sports. It's a phenomenon in distance running, like marathons and stuff, whereby when an athlete who is out of breath and is too tired to continue, suddenly he finds the strength to press on at top performance with less exertion. Another definition of second wind is a new surge of energy after a period of mental or physical exhaustion. I've been there. Have y'all been there?
Yeah.
But I've also been there when the second wind came.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's mentally and physically exhausting, and then the second wind comes. And then it's like, whoa! I felt like quitting. I don't feel like quitting anymore. I felt like I was too tired. I can't work anymore. And boom, you got all the energy in the world. That's God's word to us today. Today you're getting your second wind. Today you're getting a new surge of energy. God says, today I'm adding strength to you. As you take that step that you don't see how you can take, God's strength comes on you. A new surge of energy empowers you. It's His strength. Psalms 29 and 11. And I'm going to ask the ushers. I got a couple more scriptures to read, and then I want the ushers to cut the lights down, and Ish is going to do something while they're getting Ashley also. Psalms 29 and 11. The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Philippians 4:13, I'm going to read it again, the Amplified Classic Edition. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency.